Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line to help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awake and let go. Come into the
Hello everyone, welcome to episode 266 of the Gold Ring Healing Fountain Show. This is Jan Christie speaking to you from the United Kingdom, and I believe I'm cutting out slightly occasionally, but we'll just have to do our best. Anyway, it's the Healing Fountain Show, as I said, and this is the show where we cross time zones, cross oceans, and cross dimensions in order to all connect together in a worldwide co-creation. So before we start, we're going to have a great big group hug and cosmic kiss. Ooh, there you go. So we'd like to connect hearts all around the world, and the next heart we're going to connect up with right now is over there in the United States. It's Mr. Gary Moore. Hi, Gary.
Hello, Jen Christie. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Healing Fountain. And what number is this?
266.
266. Good heavens.
266 episodes, which are all still in the archives on Blog Talk Radio, if anybody wants to go back and listen to any of them. And today we have our very special guest, once again, John Lucas, and he removes the imprint of pain. And the last time he was on the show a few weeks ago, he was concentrating on broken hearts and emotional pain. I think he's going to concentrate mainly on physical pain today, but there is a lady on switchboard waiting to come on, and he said he will remove the imprint of emotional pain as well. So if anybody wants to call in with that, the call-in number is 646-929-0461, and if you're calling from outside the United States, it's 001 646 929-0461. And if you if you've clicked on a link to join us in the show and you haven't scrolled down the page, you can scroll down and join us in the live chat room. And we've got a few people on switchboard waiting to speak with John. But before we bring him on, what have you been up to this week, Gary? Anything in particular?
Oh, we're still having a bout of cold weather, kind of wintry weather, which is unusual mm-hmm. for the South. We are, kind of dealing with that. And other than that, just kind of staying indoors and concentrating on my other show and, playing music and, doing things what one does in the winter.
Yeah, and it's the Daddy G show on the Saturday night, that's right, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Yes, it is, right.
So join Gary for the Gary. Can I get the right teasing? Join Gary for the Daddy G show.
Right.
Because I believe it's a brilliant show, but it's only about 2 o'clock in the morning my time, so I'm usually tucked up in my bed by that time. But we're very lucky because we're having quite a bit of mild weather at the minute. And we've had no frost at all yet, really, which is good because I still haven't brought all my geraniums in from outside. I need to do that before it gets really frosty. Anyway, I think I'm going to be doing a gardening show if I'm not careful. So enough about that. Okay, then. So I think what we'll do is play a little song that I've uploaded specially to the switchboard, especially for John, because I thought he might remember this one. I won't admit to remembering it, but, in my infancy, I did hear this one.
It was probably before your time, yeah.
It was, yeah. Really. Yeah. Okay, then.
It was before your time. It was way before my time.
So,
I probably read about it.
Yeah, me too. Okay, then, here we go.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky. There's a reason why I'm feeling so high. When that love light shines all around. Let your love find you. To all
calling me brother. Fantastic, man. So to hear some more from y'all. Thank you so much for being here with us.
All right, you got the job. I say, Gary.
Yes.
Gary, as you know, I'm calling into the switchboard in New York from the United Kingdom. And instead of doing a Skype call, I did the direct line today, but it keeps cutting out. Did it from there? It seems to be cutting out from here.
Oh, you sound fine at this end.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I got John online a little bit earlier, and he couldn't hear me, so I'm just going to bring him back on now and see how we're doing now. Hey there, John.
Hello, Jeannie, I'm here.
Hi there. Are you all right?
I'm all right, as far as I know.
Good. Well, the doctor says you are, anyway. I'm assuming the doctor says I am. Okay, then. So, it's really good to have you back. And last time you came, we had the Broken Heart Show. And that was really interesting, wasn't it? And all the people out there with the pain of broken hearts, oh, there's nothing like it. I had one once. It's terrible, isn't it?
Well, it is terrible, and most of us know about broken hearts and have had broken hearts. And, you know, people, if they can understand that the broken heart or the deep hurt can be erased in a split second and they do not have to live with that, that's a wonderful thing. It can be hard to comprehend that because many people go to all these people who call themselves healers and hypnotists and stuff, and they still live their life with the pain of somebody dying or something, somebody leaving them, some horrible broken heart that it's hard to even imagine. These things can, in a second, can be erased. And in a second, they also know that. Now, today, I really did want to deal with, you know, physical pain and its causes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I will take some calls for the broken hearts and just kind of open it up today. And I want people to know that what I do today is just one thing, because they have a lifetime of things that they have suffered mentally, emotionally, and physically, and that when they contact me and work with me within a few minutes, I will erase the imprint, the trauma, the post-traumatic stress syndrome frequency of all these different things. I just want them to know that, and that there's something here that they may find it even hard to believe.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. So shall we bring our first caller on now, or did you want to chat a little bit more about it?
Yeah, I'm having a hard time understanding you with our connection. If you want to take a caller, that's fine.
Well, we'll bring the first caller on, Shelley. Hi, Shelley.
Hi, John. I looked at your website, and it was very impressive. This is my first time calling you, and I have had a problem for 30 years with my abdominal tract.
Yeah,
and
yes.
Yes, please see if you can help me out with this.
Okay, Sherry, are you having a problem now that you can actually feel a change if I do the work?
It's not right now. I had a severe bout with it 2 days ago.
2 days ago.
It just never ends.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I really want to take callers who are in some kind of extreme discomfort or pain right now, but I will erase this imprint for you right now. I just did it. Now, you may not know it. I would hope you would get in touch with me and Jeannie and let us know, because I am used to people not having their problem anymore. And you cannot tell us because you're not experiencing it.
Mm-hmm.
But my feeling today is to do this with people, but I really want people who are really suffering now, so that anyone who's listening, they hear this, because when they hear it happen, that's where the real belief comes in. But I did this for you, and I want you to know, you know, I do a lifetime of things that have ever happened in your life. And look at the website, read it, and I think you will be amazed. And I like to have you on the phone when I do the work. When I get too busy, I will not be able to do that at that point, but the results are all the same. But I hope that you will, you know, let me know and let us know about your results.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, you're very, very welcome.
Oh, well, that's good. I hope, you know, everything's fine now, Shelley. I think what John means is that he likes people to be in pain when they call, and then to be able to tell people that they're not in pain when they leave. You know, so that everybody knows that what he, I mean, what he does is absolutely miraculous. Instant and permanent pain relief. It's unbelievable, isn't it? You know, so anybody who's called in, sorry, John, what we can say?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know you heard me. I've been on your show 8 or 9 times, and you asked me on the show because the people who call are so amazed. Nobody on earth does this. I did not request God to make me and able to do this. And so I'm amazed at what happens when I work with people. I am always amazed. And I want them to have their life back. I don't want them to be in emotional pain or physical pain, mental pain. I don't want them to have horrible relationship problems. And everything is an imprint in our life. I just erase these imprints for people. And I want them to know that I don't understand it. I know I can do it. And I want them to be happy. And that's my job. My job is seeing people have freedom. And most people, hardly anyone on this earth has freedom, whether it's in their body of things they were born with that happened to them, or in anything, just anything else. I want them to be free, and that's my job. And that's what I do. And that's why I say, you know, I'm doing one thing here on your show of certain types of pain. If they want a lifetime of things gone, contact me and we will do that. But this is my job, and I don't think I have any other job on this earth to do than this.
Yeah. Great. Well, that's a great job to do, isn't it, Gary?
Yes, it is, yes. And, John, real quickly, for the benefit of those listening in the archives, would you go ahead and say your website real quick?
Did you hear that, John?
I'm here.
It's www.beyondhealingjohnlucas.com. That's www.beyondhealingjohnlucas.com. So you can contact John on his website. And if you'd like to bring the next caller on, Gary, please.
I can bring him on. We've got Lori that's been on hold for about 35 minutes. I'll go ahead and bring Lori on. Lori, hi. You're welcome to the show. You are on air with John Lucas. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Washington State.
Oh, well, thank you. Welcome to the show. What questions would you have for John?
Well, I have emotional pain, and then I have physical pain, too.
Okay, Lori, tell me which one is real. It's the emotional pain that's your big thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I can hear it. Can you tell us anything that happened to you that you'd like to share? You don't have to, but if you do, it helps people who are listening.
Oh, well, like when my son was born, like 27 years ago, my ex-husband took custody from me, and it was really bad. And
okay, yeah.
Like 27 years of pain, and now my son's not talking to me.
Okay. Well, okay. Yeah. And what I'm going to do for you right now, I'm going to erase this imprint of emotional pain. I hope it's all gone, you know, when I do this. You may have thoughts about those things. You can have remembrances of those things. Mm-hmm. But I want the pain gone for you. I'm getting goosebumps as I talk to you. This is obviously, I can hear it in your voice. This is immense. And I want people who are listening, this is immense. And I can hear this. You know, a baby dies or you lose somebody. Things of this nature are horrible. They destroy your life. So I'm deleting the imprint now. Okay. I want you just to check, Lori, and see if you're starting to feel better about this. Like, you can remember it, but I don't want you to feel the pain. Yeah, this is a big one. We have a huge one here. This was a huge one for Lori. See if you start to feel better about this, if you think about it. This may be one of the biggest ones I've ever dealt with. This is a massive thing.
Ooh.
You know, I talk to people who challenge my work, and I tell some people, you know, you may have to give it a little time. But if we can have this clear up right now, I want this to be where it's a thought, but it's only a thought, and you're not dealing with all the tragedy. And the word that I get for this is tragedy. This is tragedy. Okay?
Yes.
So just give it a second. Let's see how you feel and see if it starts to feel better for you.
I had a question. Can a person have it done? Like, could I have this done for my son too?
Oh, you can have it done for your son, your kitty cat, your puppy dog, the house you're living in where there's horrible things and frequencies of people have been murdered in their house. And I've dealt with things you cannot believe. I've dealt with these things. So, you know, yes, I have. I'd like to see you get some relief right now and know it instantly. So tell us how you're feeling, if it feels better.
Yeah, I think it feels a little bit better.
Yeah. Something
nice to get some relief.
Yeah, and you know, I like instant results. And in the next 3 months, because of what has changed in the atomic structure of my being, I'll be able to do it. Like for things, what's happening to you in an instant, and you'll just say, oh, it's gone. So let's just give it a little time. I have been in a world of processing atomically and beyond atomically in my being, so I can do this. And it's not something I expected. It hasn't been easy. But what I have dealt with, you don't have to deal with. We just want you free. Okay, see if you continue to feel better here, Lori.
Okay.
Well, everybody should be able to live their life free of any sort of pain.
But Lori is a complicated case who has suffered. I have suffered in ways you do not want to know. But Lori is in that same realm, and that's why I can actually do this for Lori, you know, at this time. So let's see how you're doing. You're doing better? You feeling better?
Yeah, I'm not crying.
Yeah, little by little. Okay. I want everybody who's listening out there, I want you to listen to this. Most of you, it's a split second. Okay? Most of you, it's a split second that the relief comes. And there are people who have had pain you cannot comprehend. And in about 3 months, I'll be able to delete all of that in an instant. It's taking her just a little bit, and that's okay. Everything's in order, okay? And I want you to hear this, and I want you to call in. And Lori, stay there. Don't go away. I want you to hear this, that virtually everyone I work on, they will say their physical pain of things you cannot believe, it's gone, and the cause is gone, and the emotion is gone. The mental is gone, and 99%. But there sometimes comes someone on a show who has something that actually promotes my work further to where the work is better. And even now, we want the result now. We don't want to wait 3 months. I want her to feel better and better and better. And I want her to be happy again. But Lori, I understand the pain you're going through. If I wrote a book about my life, you could not go to sleep reading it at night. And that is what has led me into doing what I am doing now. I wanted to be a singer in Nashville and Branson, Missouri. That's where I thought my road was going, and it went on this road. I still love that, but this is what I'm supposed to do. Okay, let's see if you're feeling better. Are you feeling better? Some relief?
I think so.
Yeah. Now, as I'm testing you, I get that you should contact me for a whole lifetime deletion of things.
Yeah.
That's your option. But I check people all the time when I'm listening. I can check 100 times in a minute to see what's going on with people. And I know from the past, you can be totally free. I want you totally free right now. I want you just to not have to cry and not feel sorrow. I did not intend to do emotional things today, but you know, they say there's a time for everything under heaven. There's a time for this, and that's what the time for this is.
Well, part of releasing pain, I think, is letting it go, you know, and that's part of the purging process. You know?
Well, that is part, yes. Mm-hmm. And what I do is I erase it, and that's different from letting go. I understand those things because this is not therapy work. You can do therapy for 40 or 50 years and still have a problem. I want it erased from your chalkboard of your life so you no longer have that pain. That's what I want. That's what I do. So, Lori, let's see how you are now. You better?
I think so.
Starting to feel better?
I think so.
You know, I want to take another caller here. Are there other people waiting?
Okay.
But you might stay on the line and wait, and we can get back with you later. Can you do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
Lori, understand. Understand, Lori,
okay.
I've been through what you've been through. You may not believe that, and this is why it's taking a little time. So if you'll stay on the line, we'll get back with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
We'll just put you on mute for now, and Gary, do you want to bring Charlene on?
Certainly. Yes, I can do that. Go ahead, Lori.
Thanks, Gary.
And we'll move on to Charlene from the 718 area code. Charlene, you are on air with John Lucas. Where are you calling from?
New York City.
Great. So what question would you have for John?
Hi, John. Thank you for taking the call.
Hi, Charlene.
Hi. My question is, I've battled depression for many years, and I feel like there's like a black cloud over my head that there's like negative blocks in my life, in every avenue of my life, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, and I'm just
yeah.
If you can heal and remove some of those blocks so I can, you know, get a job and move into a place I'm happy and find my soulmate, the true love, if you can remove some of those blocks, because I'm so young, I'm only 30, but I feel like I'm just ready to give up on life, on everything.
Yeah. I understand this. So, you know, Jeannie, we're getting heavy calls today I did not expect. So, Lori,
yep.
I'm going to erase this imprint of this
Charlene.
Horrible.
Charlene.
What's your name?
Charlene.
Charlene.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I went back to Lori, but I'm still talking to you, and I know that.
Okay.
So erase that. So let's see now if you feel a relief from that pain. Just check and see now if you feel relief from that.
Yeah, I feel a little.
Huh? Has it gone away?
Yeah, a little, yeah.
A little? Check and see, is it a little or is it a lot? It's hard to believe you can be free of it. So just check and see if it's gone. We want it gone. Think of the thought without having the bad feeling.
Okay.
That's what we want.
Okay.
How are you feeling now? Is this better?
Yeah, I feel better. I feel better.
Do you feel lighter?
Yes, yes.
Okay, Lori, I'm sorry. Say that again. Charlene. Think of the things that were bothering you. And see if they no longer bother you and if they're just thoughts.
I feel they're just thoughts.
So it's like it's gone. And what happens with this work is thoughts start to go away. So like you don't even really think about them because they're erased. And that's what I want. I want the thoughts, the feelings, the emotions, the mental, I want it erased.
Okay.
So are you telling us that this is gone and you feel the freedom?
I mean, I guess the real test is when I see something or I hear something, if it brings me back to that place, into the thoughts, if I don't go back to that place, the bad place will feel, you know, defeated. I guess that's the real test for me. I don't know.
Well, let's test it, Charlene. Think about one of those thoughts about a situation or something and see if it does not come back. Just do it right now.
Okay, I'm going to think about it.
You see, I have no problem with testing this because I've worked with people around the world who their life has changed. I had a lady come into town with her daughter yesterday who I worked on, who had a horrible divorce and relationship, and she wanted to have dinner with me and her daughter and took me out because she was so happy with what happened to her. She lives up in Massachusetts.
Okay, to answer your question, I'm thinking, but nothing is coming over me, which is a good feeling.
It's neutral, like it's neutral.
Right. Like I don't.
That's what you want.
Right. I don't feel bad. You know, I don't feel the best, but it's not eating up at my spirit like it was before.
Yeah, oh, like eating you up, like taking your life.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, look. Please, I want to tell people, you know, my website, beyondhealingjohnlucas.com, contact me. I will erase everything from before your conception throughout your life, whatever is going on, if you want, you know, physical, mental, emotional. And I want to put this out there. This is real. You're hearing it on the radio. And if you can grasp this, that it's here, it's real, and you don't have to do, in my opinion, therapy for years, which does not erase anything. It does not just hit a delete key. What we want to do here is to delete, hit the delete key, so you don't have to suffer. That's my job on this earth. So let me know. Look at the website, contact me if you want to, and I know we have to go to another caller, and but you are feeling better, right?
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Lucas.
That's what we want. Okay, you're very welcome.
Okay, thank you.
Well, that's great. And the show is live right now, unless you're listening to the archives. This is a live show, and it's happening absolutely right at this minute, whatever time zone you're in.
Right.
All right, Charlene. Is she still there? Oh, she's gone. She dropped.
Yes, she dropped off.
Then. Yeah, so shall we just pick Laurie up again for a minute, see how Laurie's doing, and then we're going to take Jane's call after that.
Okay.
So we'll just see how... Are you still there, Laurie?
Yes.
How are you doing, Laurie?
How are you now, Laurie?
I think I'm doing okay. I think I feel better.
Good.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
good.
You had what is called psychic energy around you with what you've dealt with, and I just now erased that. That was something extra, you might say.
Tell me right now
if you're really starting to feel even better.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, you were a case of... There was so much happened to you. Just so much happened.
Yep.
So I want you free. So, and let me hear from you if you want me to do anything, you know, physical, psychic, spiritual, whatever. But you know, don't lose me on your web or whatever. And
yeah, I went to your
website. You're feeling better
now.
I think you'll continue to feel better. And let me know if you want to talk with me further.
Okay. Yeah,
and if you do feel better, tell all your friends as well to contact John if they've got any sort of problem, whether it's physical pain or emotional pain. It's amazing that John can deal with it instantly and permanently. So, in fact, I'm amazed that the switchboard is not absolutely, buzzing.
That's great.
Jammed. Okay, then. Thank you. So thank you so much for your call, Laurie.
Thank you.
Do you want to stay in line a bit longer?
Yes. I would like to stay longer and listen.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. We'll put you back on mute. Thank you. And we'll do you want to bring Jane on, Gary?
I can do that. And we'll go on to caller James. James, you are on air with John Lucas. Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Jane, actually. I'm from Canada.
Hi, Jane.
Hey, Jane. Hey.
Yeah,
hey, Jane.
Down,
thank
What's
you.
What's going up on up there in Canada, eh?
Yes, A is right.
That's right. Jane, I love Canada, and I love the Canadians. They have been some of my best friends, not just, in this work. They've been some of my best friends, and they are wonderful people. You don't say anything about Canadians. I love Canada. I love Quebec, a place ever since my childhood I've hoped I could go and visit, and I may never get there, but, Canadians, there's something about them, and I love them, and they endure the cold weather you cannot believe. They are a unique people, and I say that in all sincerity.
Well, thank you.
So tell me what's going on with you and see if I can help you here.
Well, I've gone through a lot of stuff in life. It hasn't been boring, and probably much like you, it's what kind of had to happen for me to learn and grow. But my feel in my body, I feel very stuck, and I haven't been that healthy this year. But right now I'm healthy, but I just have no energy, and I feel like I'm gaining weight. Just don't feel like myself.
Okay, my testing says to do a specific deletion for you, and it's in your large intestine, and it's poisons.
Yeah.
Poisons in the, and if you're aware, it sounds like you are aware, but poisons in the large intestine can make you feel like you're in a fog because there is fungus, there is mold, there is bacteria, there are microbes, there are toxins, there are things beyond the microscope in there. And what I'm doing for you right now is I'm erasing that whole imprint. So let's see if you start to feel better right now. Let's see how you feel. See if your head starts to clear here.
Actually, I felt a little bit in my arms.
That can happen. we have acupuncture meridians, you know, going throughout our arms and our body. So you can feel differences in those areas too. But your exhaustion is checked to be the adrenal frequency in your low back, right on your kidneys, the adrenal gland. So let's see if you start to feel better and you're feeling better energy right now.
Still a little bit. It probably has to move, right, before I can feel it.
It has to move a little. It has to harmonize and change a little bit. Things take basically about 3 minutes, the real severe things.
Mm-hmm.
But you can start to feel them as they start to change. You know, Jeannie, this is an amazing show today. I did not expect a show like this because I don't know what it is. I don't know why it is, but the people who are calling today are people who have suffered serious things in their body, mind, and emotions.
Uh-huh.
And
mm-hmm.
And obviously it's because I am in the where I am in my work, a process that will finish in about 3 days. But changes are able to be made right now that before would have been even more difficult. And you know, in the past, I thought I didn't need to do any more work. The results were amazing, but, you know, it's like God wanted me to go on a road to eliminate things in my being for purity, to make these things work even better, to the absolute, to where things you can't believe can happen. So anyway, tell me how you're doing now. Tell me how you're feeling.
I think I feel a bit better. It's like, I'm still sitting. So if I get up and move around, I probably feel better.
Move around. Let's see. Let's check it out and see. You know,
well,
you can go to all...
Up,
Sorry,
I was just going to say, did you have to stop eating meat and things like that in order to raise your vibration and purify your body in order to do this work, John?
Okay, I couldn't hear all of that, but
all right.
Moving around helps.
Did you have to become a vegetarian, John?
Well, you don't have to do that.
That's
a good thing. If your body likes being a vegetarian, that's great. But you don't have to do that.
No.
I can eat food now I couldn't eat for 30 years.
Wow.
I can drink coffee every day. I can drink 2 or 3 glasses of wine. I don't get, inebriated. I can enjoy things I couldn't enjoy because my body is in a different realm of healing and health and wholeness that it was not for years. And I have suffered things I could write a book about. I don't want to belabor that. You don't want to talk about me because we want to talk about you and help you. But you don't have to live with what you have lived with. And I believe that. I know that. I've experienced that. I've lived with that. Yeah, I've been on your shows many times. The people who called in, they know that. Other shows around the world I've been on, you can
mm-hmm.
have your life back, and I believe it. And please, please, wherever you are, please. I can't tell you what to do, but please, don't take vaccinations for whatever. And that's something just came to my mind, and stay away from diet foods and diet drinks and aspartame because those are killers, and I just wanted to throw that out.
John, I'm feeling
really... Yeah, I agree with that. Feeling what, Jane?
Yeah, I'm feeling like I'm sweating now, so...
That can help happen as your body starts to throw out toxins.
Yeah. So
yeah,
my body...
And I have had that happen to me also.
Yeah.
So sweating is not... Sweating is a good sign.
Yeah.
And drinking plenty of water is a good thing to do also because you're cleansing debris. Your body is eliminating the debris from its system.
Yeah, and I've had a really hard time to get things to move because there's just no energy.
Yeah, I understand your colon and other parts of your body.
Everything. Just, you know,
some people I suggest to go see a colonic therapist. Somebody I recommend a woman who they're usually the best. A couple of men I know in the world who are good, but to cleanse the colon, and that's a good thing to do if, you know, if you might want to look up colonic therapy.
I've tried that, but then I was told that that wasn't too good because it washes everything away, your good stuff.
Kid, please. It may take out some of the intestinal flora, but
right.
It takes out poison that will kill you.
Yeah.
And you can replace the flora by going to the health food store and getting some acidophilus. It's called acidophilus flora.
Yeah.
And take, I say at least like 9 a day. Forget what's on the label and take those for 2 or 3 weeks and it replenishes that. And I know people will tell you a lot of things. I've been more years on this earth than you want to think about. And I've dealt with these things. I understand these things. But if you'll listen to me, it's your choice. You might go get this flora and start taking it 3 times a day, some really good flora. I can't really tell you the names of some now. But it builds the flora back up. But colonics can save a person's life. Whether anybody believes it or any quack tells you it doesn't, you know,
well,
I have lived this for
both sides of the fence, you know, and wasn't helping. So
and I've lived it in my own body, but things had to be done correctly. So I've done some deletion on you. I hope you contact me so I can do a lifetime deletion, which is beyond anything we're doing here today. And colonics and flora, I think, would be fantastic to help you and change your whole life. I'm giving something here like in a whole basket full of stuff. Me deleting all these imprints and blueprints of things, viruses, fungus, candida albicans, fibromyalgia frequencies. I do this when I work on someone. And if they'll do the other things I suggest, I have no doubt their whole life will turn around. Most of them say their life turned around just me doing the work that I do now. So, you know, you can either listen to them, it's your choice, or you can, you know, listen to what you're hearing now.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, people call me, they've got herpes raging in their body, and they'll say instantly, the pain is all gone. There's no inflammation. They'll say they have a bladder infection. They'll say it's all gone. I don't make any claims. I just eliminate these frequencies beyond your birth, and they tell me it's gone. You know, I hope you can hear it. Most people maybe cannot hear this. Unless somebody like Oprah Winfrey gets on a show and she tells them. Then they listen because of the person. And this is really, you're laughing, and I understand. This is not a joke. This is real. And
with Oprah, you know, everybody, you know, when she says it, then it's gospel.
And this woman's got a big heart. And I know in the future I'm going to be on some things with radio and TV where I don't even want to be, but my life is going to go in that direction. And it's because of what this is and how it works. So at this point in time, you can talk to me personally, and I can do my work on you and even have you on the phone and talk with you personally. At some point in time, I won't be able to do that because I'll be, you know, deleting things on 1,000 people at once. And I, you know, I'm only one person, but I can still do the work because the amount of people does not matter. Time and space are nothing here. They do not matter. 1,000 people contact me, I erase the imprint immediately. The results are the same. It does not matter. You don't have to go to some other country and see some quack who does weird psychic things on your body and even damages you. And names come to my mind right now of you know, people I don't even want to talk about who have actually nine evil spirits in and they're not even human. And people go there and actually afterward they start bleeding and weird things start happening to them. When I work with you, nothing weird happens. What happens with you is what I experience, you start feeling better, and that's what you want.
Wow, very fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're suggesting, Shelley has dropped, but you're suggesting that Jane has colonic irrigations. My sister's a great believer in those, and I've never had one in my life, but I got into the Essenes. I don't know if you've heard of the Essenes. Jesus used to live with them. And they were healers and, therapeutae around the shores of a lake in Egypt. And, they were into colonic irrigation. And there's probably a lot to be said for it.
There really is.
And I
hope she contacts me, because when I erase these things in her body and her emotions in her life, those things will eliminate when she does a colonic, the debris of those things. I expect her to have the results immediately, but we want the debris that flushes out in that part of the colon to where things just go and eliminate from the body. So I hope she will contact me. I want people to understand. What was that?
Jane is still online.
Yeah, I'm still on the line, John.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So please look at my website. You know, call me, email me. When I say I erase a lifetime of things, it goes beyond your birth, you know, to the imprint of all that you are. I don't want to get too cosmic here, because we're dealing with Einstein work and beyond. I don't want them to think I'm some hoodoo voodoo healer out here who does stupid things and deals with aliens and past lives. What I do is it's scientific beyond the scientific world. And I want people to understand. You may have been to 1,000 people. If you're still having problems, I want you to have your problem gone. And my job, I believe, is to have your problem gone.
Well, that's
brilliant.
Cool. Yeah.
Mm.
Is this
so
something
how
that you?
Imagine? Sorry, I'm just asking Jane how she was feeling.
Oh, I feel good now. I'm not sweating now. I feel more level. I have more energy than I certainly did.
Yes.
Good. Good. So, what were you saying, Gary? You were going to ask another question.
I was going to ask John. Is this something you can teach people? Can you teach somebody?
Gary, I cannot teach this. It's like the best way I can explain this is if you're a cheetah and you can run 70 miles an hour, you could never teach it because you're a cheetah. If you're an eagle and you can fly above the clouds as an eagle, you can't teach it, no matter.
So this is a natural quality that is intrinsic only to yourself.
This is something that over the years, and not in no easy way, has developed in me that I can do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is what I am. It's not a therapy. You know, people teach what they say is quantum healing and Reiki. Reiki is really good. But they can't do this because they're not this thing. They're not who can do this. And I did not want to be me. I would never have requested to be me because of what I've had to process to do this. But the therapies are great. Therapies are great. They can save your life.
Well, all
but
forms of healing have their place.
You bet they do. I have lived many years. They have their place, and they have led me on this road. Mm-hmm. I don't put any of them down. They have led me here to a place where now what I could not do with those, I can do in a split second, and they are done forever, which is what you want.
Mm.
And those people and those therapies, there many are just fantastic people. I met them. I know them from chiropractors to Reiki to Jin Shin Do to Taekwondo to all of, you know, Qigong, all these people. But what I do now is instant. And the process has put this together and beyond to where it's instant. And you hear it on the radio, although we had difficult cases today, you hear it. And the results should be instant. It should be done and gone.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, who am I talking to?
It's Jane.
Yes, Jane.
I just wanted to ask you, have you used your gift with people that have addictions?
I have. I have used them. You know, people have cocaine addiction. You know, marijuana is not an addiction. It's not addicting, but it's a problem. And a cigarette, and they'll say, they'll try and smoke a cigarette. It's like, what the heck is this? They get no pleasure. It's gone. And I erase it, and it's gone. So it doesn't really matter, because everything is an imprint in our lives somewhere along the road. So, you know, I don't care if you're addicted to heroin or whatever. I believe you can be free of it, and free of it so fast you cannot believe it.
Interesting.
And it can be emotional addiction, too, the same thing.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jane.
Well, thank you. That was very, very, that was very special. Much appreciated.
You're welcome. I'm glad Jane was still there. I didn't know she was there.
Yeah, so good luck with that, Jane. And contact John on his website, beyondhealingjohnlucas.com, and anybody listening in. And if anybody wants to call in, we still have a bit of time, and the number is 646-929-0461.
Yeah, Jeannie?
You're going to be, hello. Can you hear me?
I'd like to, for some people, maybe they might have, who knows, some problem contacting me with email. I want to just say the email if I could. The email address, I'll say it and then I will spell it. It's lucasLukeAdams@hotmail.com. And it is spelled LucasLukeAdams. That's lucasLukeAdams@hotmail.com. And you can Google my name. You can Google John Lucas Healer. I'm not too much on that word, but if you Google it, you'll get my website and shows I've been on. And that way you cannot really lose me. You find me very hard to lose because of that. And so you can email me there. And, you know, I don't usually give my phone on the show. If it's a show with millions of listeners, I might. I feel okay about giving my phone number, but you must leave me. You must leave me a message, because I do not just pick up the phone unless I see somebody's name, I recognize it, or I have a feeling and test that it's okay. The phone number is 325-829-3984. So feel free to 325-829-3984 to call me. But please, if I do not answer, leave me a message. If I do not get back with you within 48 hours, leave me another message, because I don't want to miss your call. This is what I'm here for.
Okay.
Okay, great.
So thank you again for your call, Jane, and you're feeling a lot better now.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Jane.
You're feeling a lot better, you said. Yeah, thank you. And we'll put you back on mute for a little while, and Gary's going to be the next caller, aren't you, Gary?
Yes, I can do that.
We've had somebody waiting for 20 minutes. Thank you, Gary.
Okay, we've got somebody from the 224 area code. Now go ahead and bring you on. 224. You are on air with John Lucas. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, John. This is Daniela. I'm calling from Chicago.
Chicago. What's your name?
Daniela.
Can you spell it?
Daniela.
Daniela.
Daniela?
Yes.
Yes.
Hi, Daniela. Hi.
Hi, John.
Hi, what's going on with you?
Well, my problems are mostly emotional, like, you know, from
Jeannie, I interrupt, but, you know, I thought this would be a mostly physical show today, and mostly it's people with the emotions that are destroying their lives. And I did not plan this. It's like the cosmos said, this is what's going to go on today. Daniel, tell me what's going on with you.
Well, as I said, you know, it's mostly emotional and relationship related.
Yeah. Well, Danielle, is there one specific emotional relationship or problem that's really bothering you?
Yes, it's mostly one, yes.
Yeah, is it like a sweetheart or a divorce or what is it?
It's a friend, very, very, very close friend.
Say that again for me, would you?
It is a very, very close friend.
A close friend?
Yes.
Okay, like a sweetheart maybe, or just a close friend.
Yes.
I don't want to. Mm-hmm. I don't want to invade your privacy. I don't need to.
Sure.
Okay, so this is really hurting you.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Danielle, I just erased an imprint for you. Let's see if you're feeling better now about that right now. Just check and see how you feel. Are you feeling better?
I think a little bit better. I think I need to kind of, you know, step back and think about it.
Yeah, well, in 3 months from now, I won't have to even check. But it takes sometimes about 3 minutes for these things to process in someone so they really, really, really feel the total results. But let's just check and see if you're feeling even better now. We want you to be free of this.
Yes. As I said, you know, I cannot tell immediately. Probably when I step back and look into it, this will be better.
Yeah, well, I tell you what. Let's just see if you think about this relationship and the bad feelings. Try and get the bad feeling back. Just try and get it back as we listen here, and let's see if it's gone for you. Just try and get it back. Try and think about it and feel it, and let's see if it's gone.
Well, I do have it back, though. I mean, I do.
Okay, it checks as spiritual. Okay, so I just erased that. In a few months, that won't be a problem. Okay, check again and see if it's gone.
Yeah, well, you know, it's pretty deep, I would say. Like, you know, as I said, it's still there, so, you know, it's not completely gone.
Yeah, and some of this may be mental,
mm-hmm.
So I'm having to work with you a little today. So like I told Jeannie, I do not know why I'm getting the callers I'm getting today.
Mm-hmm.
Most people, in an instant, they say their problem is gone. But I'm getting the deep, 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 horrible pains and imprints in people's lives today. So we're just having to work with it just a little bit today and, to see if we can just totally get rid of it today. And you might look at my website. I don't want to be an advertisement. I just want you to know I'm here. Look at it. See what you feel, and you'll contact me if you want a whole lifetime thing. But I'm not an advertiser like a bunch of hoodoo so-called healers out there who just, that's what they do, and they fly Lear jets and all this stuff, and, what they want is your money, blah, blah, blah. I want you to be free of your problem. So let's check again right now and see if you're feeling even better.
As I said, it's pretty deep for me. I honestly, don't expect to disappear in a few minutes.
I do. Yeah, see, that's the difference.
Let go of it. Let go of it.
I do. I expect it. I want it. I expect it. When I work with people, I'm not playing games. I'm not on this earth to play games with anybody. I'm here for you to have your life back. So I know you're a person who feels things intensely. You've lived your life feeling things intensely. Things that have happened with your parents, your mother, before your birth, during your life, all the traumas, all of that stuff. And just now, I have erased these things for you that I usually do when I just work with someone personally. So let's just see now, just logically look at this and see if you feel much better now. That's what we want.
I would say a little better, a little better. As I said, it's not completely gone. And as I said, I mean, it's been going on for a long time, so, I wouldn't think it's going to disappear in a couple
okay.
of minutes.
And on this show, I've talked to, you're the most, I don't know the words, difficult with the deepest trauma in your spirit of anyone on this show today I've worked with, and this has been an intense show. I've not been on a show with this intensity. I want you to look at my website, and I want you to call me. I hope you will. And I know that we can make changes for you. You will not believe. I know you're getting changes right now. But look at that. Consider it. And let me know. And my desire is right now, you have no bad feeling. None, none, none. Absolutely none, none. That's what I want. I'm not like some idiot on the stage, saying you're healed, maybe you are, and flying their Learjet and making billions of dollars. This is not what I do. I'm here for you. I'm here for every one of you out there right now listening who have not called in, who are afraid to call in, who don't think this is real, don't think it will work. I've been to many therapists and people. I'm not a therapist. I'm somebody I do not plan to be. And I can do for you what even I cannot imagine. So tell me, darling, are you feeling even better now? Just tell me.
I think I'm feeling a little bit better, yes.
Okay. Well, look, you go on now and give it a little time. Give it 2 or 3 days. See how you're doing. And if you do want to contact me, the website and the email and all that stuff. And you can contact me if you want to. I'm not here to push things. I'm here. If you're ready and you want it and your friends, please tell your friends who are suffering in their body and their mind and emotions, please tell them. And, Jeannie has had me on here, I think it's 9 times because of the people who are amazed at the results. That alone should say something is going on here. So I just share that with you and hope I will hear from you and people. So I'm almost, I'm feeling a teary right now. You know, I don't usually feel teary, but you know, this is my job. And I want you to be happy and free and tell friends in the thousands, Oprah Winfrey or Billy Bob next door or Shekinah Jones next door, whoever it is, just tell them that there's something here for them.
Yeah, we should email all the hospitals, shouldn't we? So thank you for your call, Daniela. Shall we leave you for a few minutes and come back to you in a minute and see how you're feeling?
Okay. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Okay, so I'll put you on mute for a minute. And on mute, we do still have Laurie. So we'll bring Laurie back on. John?
Laurie, yeah?
Yeah, Laurie's still there. Hi, Laurie.
Hi.
How are you now?
Hi, Laurie.
I think I feel okay. I just started doing all my projects, working, and I feel better.
Are you feeling like doing your projects where before you weren't feeling like it?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Okay,
have a little bit of a relief from my physical pain, too.
Yeah, wonderful, because the emotions and the physical really can link in ways you can't imagine. I mean, emotional deletion and a physical pain can be totally gone.
Yeah.
Give it about 3 days.
Okay.
And see how you're doing. And if you really want the lifetime erasure of all this garbage, let me know, but give it 3 days, watch it, and then think about it. And if everything's not gone, remember, I have not done a whole entire lifetime ancestral deletion beyond every ancestor you've ever known. I haven't done that. I'm just doing something here right now to hopefully give you a lifetime relief of something.
Yeah,
but there is more in people's lives that they have had, from trauma at birth and forceps at birth and chemicals and vaccinations and mold and fungus and people destroying their lives with words they've said. There's so much. And when I do my work as someone who, let's say, is a client, I erase it all. I don't hold back. I erase it all. And that's what we want. So think about it. Give it 3 days and see how you do.
Awesome. Thank you.
And tell your friends, Lori. Tell your relatives. Tell people.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Lori.
Okay.
Thank you, people. And, while there's people like John in the world, there is hope for the future. And so I thought I'll just take this opportunity just to give this a quick spin, a song by Paul McCartney called Hope for the Future.
Great.
For the future, some wait for the call to say that the days ahead will be the best of all. We will build bridges up to the sky. Heavenly light surrounding you and I. From out of the darkness, our future will come.
unfold. Hope for the future, it's coming soon enough. How much can we achieve? Hope for the future, it will belong to us.
Because we'd just like you to mention the websites once more and using the mail address. If you want to come back on and mention that, John.
Oh, certainly.
Yes,
I'm here. The website is beyondhealingjohnlucas.com. Beyondhealingjohnlucas, and that's LUCAS, johnlucas.com. And that email, and it's on the website, I believe, but it's Lucas Luke Adams, which is LucasLucAdams@hotmail.com. And I feel really good about giving my phone number on this show today for some reason. And it's 325-829-3984, and please leave a message, because I don't take any call because of all of the nonsense calls that do come in. So it's 325-829-3984. If you do not hear me after contacting me within 2 days, contact me again, because things can get complicated, and I do not want to miss talking with you.
There you go, then. Okay, right. Well, thank you so much for the wonderful show, John. And thank you to Laurie and Daniela and the other callers that we've had today. And we wish them very best of luck with that. And you can always contact John for even more healing or more in-depth healing if you still feel that it's not sorted out. And thank you once again, John. And Gary, thanks so much for being with us on the show.
Thank you, John. Christy. Thank you, John. Thank you, caller.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Gary.
And we'll see you again soon, John. I'll give you another date for probably February, if not before. All right. I'm not sure what dates I've got. I don't think there's much special February now. But... We wanted to say that next week we do have Jessica Crystal Joy, who is going to speak to us about positive body image, which that's quite a topical subject for many people. And we're going to say goodbye and God bless and play out with Time to Say Goodbye. What a shame. Time's run out again, John. Gary.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. So we'll see you next week, Gary.
We'll see you next week. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, thank you. We love you. Bye. We will go.
Le parole, io sì lo so che sei con.